All right, folks, sorry about that. This old cop just got bumped off the other line. Something happened to our phones. Oh, we lost Ernie, too. That's okay. Ernie was supposed to be up for this hour, or last hour, and it's up to me this hour. But, God, I want to ask you, folks, my goodness gracious, I'm just so thrilled with Ernie and his research, you know, and I would ask you, he makes a lot of people mad because the international criminal elite do not want you and me to know what's going on every week at the Congress and the Senate and the White House. They don't want you to know what Ernie brings to us every week. So I would ask you to please pray for Ernie and his family, just like we do for Ron Paul, that the blood of Jesus Christ would be over Ernie and his family and over Ron Paul so that somebody doesn't take him out. Because they hate Ron Paul because he's exposing the criminal activity and the treason activity to the American people. And so is Ernie from Virginia, our Capitol Hill commando, so that we can take action every week as God told us to do in Psalms 94:16, Ephesians 5:11, and elsewhere, so that we can take correct action against the criminal and treasonous acts that they're trying to pass into law, the bills they're trying to pass into law. So please do pray, not only for Ron Paul and his family, that they'll be safe and healthy, but also, folks, please pray for Ernie from Virginia, that he will be safe and his family, and he will be healthy, and so will his family. Okay, thank you so much for that. I've just been handed a flyer here, folks, from Vote for Ron Paul, and this is a fantastic flyer. Fantastic. It's a triple-folded, tri-folded flyer is what it is, and it's one sheet of paper, been folded three times, and it says Ron Paul 2008, and I want to share this with you folks, because we have more Christians. I just read this morning a Christian pastor's letter about who to vote for and who not to vote for coming up in the presidential election. And it is not good. It is not good. These Christian pastors, and even Kelly McGinley put out a nasty letter against Ron Paul. And I just admire Kelly McGinley so much. She's a Christian lady who has a radio talk show, and she's fantastic. But for some reason, I didn't hear her come out against the old huckster, Huckstaby, that's a part of the Antichrist world government system, or Romney, the Mormon cult member. But she came out against Ron Paul and picky-uny little things, folks. Just pick, 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 pick. And this minister this morning basically did the same thing, and I'm just saddened because it's sad. The minister didn't name names, but he said things like, don't vote for anybody you don't think can get elected. It doesn't look like they're not going to be elected. Well, folks, what has happened here is that the media, as you know, has made it look like Ron Paul is unelectable, and it's not true. It's not true. He won the Louisiana caucus, and he's come in second place in many of the caucuses out there. We'll be right back after the break.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. That Florida church leader that's giving advice on primary voters, folks, it's amazing. It's amazing. He is, according to this article here, he's Dr. Nestor, the Reverend Dr. Charles Nestor, an ordained minister, retired pastor of a large evangelical church, and now senior pastor for public policy at the National Clergy Council. And in the whole article, he doesn't tell his writers or readers to pray. He just says, don't vote for those that don't look like they can get elected. And, of course, he's talking about people like the media has shown that Ron Paul, they've been trying to show that Ron Paul's unelectable, but we know better. He's been coming in second and first on all almost all of the caucuses, okay? But they won't announce that, of course. So they're trying to make it look like that he's unelectable. But I'm angry with our church leaders, folks, for trying to tell them this guy here is something else. He says, Christians have an obligation to be the salt and the light of the world. That's true. There is no place this is more important than in selecting leaders. Those who aspire to office must have a clear set of values compatible with Bible faith. True. Very true. But he says here some candidates only get religion at election time, and that's very, very true, folks. He said there are several in the lineup who have no previous active faith commitment. Others have a proven track record. Others, he said, have a proven track record of vibrant religious life. Well, folks, I want to ask you something. If the candidate is in line with the CFR, the Bilderbergers, and the Antichrist world government system, I don't care what they say about their religious faith. They are damnable. They are not Christians. If they're helping support the Antichrist world government system and the destruction of America, they are not Christians. So just keep that in mind, folks. But I'm surprised this pastor here, this reverend, didn't tell the people that if you have a candidate that you believe confesses, and Ron Paul certainly does, that he's a Christian, a born-again Christian, and that and his voting record is superb, then pray for him. But this guy doesn't say that. He just says don't vote for those that don't look like they can get elected. That's absolutely ridiculous, folks, and I'm upset with Kelly McGinley, too, for taking off and trying to destroy Ron Paul. And Kelly McGinley's program is, let's sit back and not vote because the voting is rigged anyway, so let's just not vote and let Satan take over, okay, is basically what she's saying. Now, she didn't say let Satan take over. I did. But when you sit back, folks, and don't do what God told us to do in Psalms 94:16 and Ephesians 5:11 and other places in the Bible, you're going to fit into Isaiah 5:13 that says, therefore my people have gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. And also they didn't take action like God told us to do in the Holy Bible against his enemies. So Kelly McGinley is absolutely unbiblical when she says, sit back. I guess she's a rapture person. The rapture's coming. We don't need to worry about anything. I think she is. And so just let Satan take over. We don't have to do anything but just get to heaven out of here next week. Wrong. That's not biblical at all. God said to occupy until my return. Did he not, folks? Did he not? Of course he did. I don't know if I hit you with this last week or not, but we have a lot of rapture-believing people listening in today, a lot of rapture-believing people, and I want to put the death knell to that, of the lie of the pre-trib rapture. God said just the opposite in the Holy Bible, and Jesus Christ said it in the Holy Bible, folks. If you'll go to Luke 17:34, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Now, remember, I've told you before, folks, that when the eagles are talked about, the eagles are gathered together in the Bible. They're always there to eat dead bodies, to eat carcasses, which is dead bodies. And they're really, to us today, they're the buzzards, okay? But eagles do eat dead body and carcasses, too. And in the Bible, they use the word eagle all the time to talk about eating dead bodies, carcasses, and so forth. Well, Luke 17:34 tells it truly the way it is, and that it is not God's people that are going to be snatched out with great force, raptured out. By the way, in the Bible, the word rapture is not even in there. But the word rapido, that is, I think it's the Greek. I think rapido is the Greek. But it's snatched away by force, okay? And the people that are snatched away by force, Jesus Christ himself says, are the wicked. And the eagles are going to eat their flesh. And let me prove it to you, folks. It is in Psalms 10:30, it says that God's people will always be on the earth, right? Look at Psalms 10:30. It says God's people will always be on the earth, and the evil will be raptured out, snatched out by force, okay? And Luke 17:34 says the same thing. Here's Jesus speaking. I tell you that night there will be two men in one bed, one will be taken and the other left behind. Two women will be grinding together at the mill, one will be taken and the other left. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken and the other left. And after he gave this speech, this sermon, folks, to all the people, disciples got together with him, and they said to him, Lord, where are these people taken that are snatched out? And he said this, folks, and you tell me what's the meaning of this. It's very, very simple. Jesus Christ looked at his disciples, and they said, where, Lord, where are these people taken that are snatched out? And he says, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, folks, what is the meaning of that? Well, if you read the Holy Bible, folks, you know what the meaning of that is. Look at Job 39, okay? 39, 27 through 30. And here's what it says. Does the eagle mount up at your command and make its nest on high? Question mark. On the rock it dwells and resides on the crag of the rock and the stronghold. From there the eagle spies out a prey. Its eyes observe from afar. Its young ones suck up the blood. And where the slain are, there it is, meaning the eagle. Okay? It's amazing, folks, how much of this is here. And we're not taught this, but the sad thing is, folks, we don't read the Bible ourselves. We let our ministers teach us what's in the Bible. Go to Proverbs 30, okay? It says, the eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pick it out, and the young eagles will eat it. Meaning, if you mock your father and scorn your mother, you're going to die, and the eagles are going to eat you. Okay, is what it means there, folks. And then go to Matthew 24:28. It says, and this is the same, it fits right in with Luke 17:34, where Jesus said to his disciples when they said, where, Lord, where are these people taken that are snatched out? And he says, wherever the body is, the eagles shall be gathered together. And Matthew 24:28 says this, for wherever the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. This is so simple, folks, but our ministers have been lied to in seminaries. The seminaries have been taken over by God's enemies, and we've been taught the lies. We've been taught the lies. It's very, very sad. All the lies we've been taught after our ministers came back after becoming ministers in seminaries and Bible schools, and they were mistaught that there's going to be a pre-trib rapture, and all we have to do is come to church, pay our tithes, and let Satan take over because we're leaving here next week. Poppycock. It is not true. It's not in the Holy Bible. Proverbs 10:30. I want to show you this, folks. Does the Bible lie? No, it doesn't. This is a King James Bible I'm reading from. Proverbs 10. The way of the Lord is strength for the upright, but destruction will come to the workers of iniquity. The righteous will never be removed from the earth, but the wicked will not inhabit the earth. Right along with Luke 17:34, folks, and Matthew 24:28. The evil ones are going to be raptured out. They're going to be snatched up by force and taken out. And you and I, the ones that love the Lord Jesus Christ, are going to be here. Am I wrong? You hope I am. I know that. I know you hope I'm wrong because it's your security blanket. You've been given this security blanket that you don't have to do anything. Just believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and all your soul. Ask forgiveness for your sins and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're going to heaven. And you're not going to have to go through the tribulation. That's a lie. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, and I am no theologian. You know that. I'm an old retired cop and a Vietnam veteran, okay? I'm not a theologian, but I've read the Bible for years, folks, and I've found many, many inconsistencies with what my Christian pastors have preached to me over the years. Praise God. When you read the Holy Bible, God opens it up to you. If you don't read the Holy Bible, you can be tricked, and you can be misled, as many of us are. But what I want you to do, folks, is don't believe me. Don't believe me. I'm no theologian. I'm just reading to you from the Word of God. I want you to go up and ask your minister to explain Luke 17:34 to you. Just go up to your minister and ask your minister to explain Luke 17:34. And especially the part out there when God says, or Jesus Christ says, women will be grinding together, they'll be snatched out, and the night, two men in bed, one will be taken, one night not, and two in the field, one will be taken, one not. And the disciples asked Jesus, where are these people taken that are snatched out? And ask him specifically what Jesus meant when he says, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Now, does that sound like the Christians were snatched out to you folks? I'd love to hear your minister's explanation for that, especially in light of what it always says in the scriptures about the eagles eating bodies, eating carcasses, and so forth. But I want you to do this. Before you approach your minister, folks, write to Pastor John Weaver. Write to Pastor John Weaver and get his tape, Rapture of the Wicked. very important tape. I mean, a fantastic tape, folks, that every Christian ought to hear so that they can wake up from this not doing anything as God told us to do. In other words, being a lukewarm Christian and sitting around just waiting for the rapture and letting Satan take over this whole nation and throwing God out, as we've been doing as Christians, sitting back just waiting the rapture and listening to our preachers say, obey, obey, obey all evil government because all government's of God. Your minister has just told you to obey the Antichrist government, folks. Think about that. When your minister said we have to obey all government because all government's of God, the Antichrist system is a government. So we're going to have to obey the Antichrist, I guess, too, huh, folks? No, oh, well, wait a minute. We're going to be raptured out. We're not going to be here, so who cares? Just live it up. Don't try to stop Satan and his minions from taking over and throwing God out of the nation. Just look to heaven. We're going to get the heck out of here. Not true, folks. We've been tricked. 80% of the American people who claim to be Christian have withdrawn from standing up and fighting back as Psalms 94:16, God told us to do, and Ephesians 5:11, and I don't have the quote here, but you remember the quote, folks, where he told you to be watchmen on the wall, and if you read your Bible at all, you remember where it says that if you do not cry out when you see the enemy approaching, the blood of those you haven't told, you haven't exposed the evil deeds of darkness, you haven't exposed to them that the enemy's coming, their blood will be on your hands. And by the way, folks, sitting back and doing nothing God told you to do, but just saying your prayers at night and getting ready to get the heaven out of here in the pre-trib rapture, is lukewarm. You're lukewarm. And what did Jesus Christ say about the lukewarm? I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Right in the Holy Scriptures, folks. Your minister don't tell you this stuff because he don't want you to know about anything but paying your tithes, give me your money, and we're leaving here next week. And obey, obey, obey all evil government because all government's of God. We've got to wake up, folks, and the best way to wake up fellow Christians is to get the tape by Pastor John Weaver, who's been preaching for 50 years. And he studies the whole Word of God, and he preaches the whole Word of God. He's not a government minister in a government church. He will not, never has accepted a license for his church, so he can preach the whole Word of God. But write to Pastor John Weaver, get his tape, The Rapture of the Wicked, and here's where you write to. Freedom Baptist Church. Freedom Baptist Church. Post Office Box 394. Post Office Box 394, Fitzgerald, FitzGerald, one word, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. Okay? Post Office Box 394, Fitzgerald, Georgia, 31750. Now, Pastor John Weaver, for at least 25 years, has had his tape ministry, and every 2 weeks he sends me his two preaching sermons of the weeks before. And he doesn't ask any money for this, folks. He doesn't ask any money. He just sends it to you. But please understand that this is costing him a fortune, and please do send him some money. I'd say send him, if you can afford $10, send it to him as a donation, but if not, just $5. For his videotape, his audio tape, Rapture of the Wicked. If you want a DVD, I'd say send him a DVD of him preaching Rapture of the Wicked. Send him $15 if you can. He'll appreciate it. He won't ask for it, but he surely needs the money. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, folks, we're back here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and I just want to say how brilliant Satan is. How brilliant Satan is. Think about it, folks. To take over our seminaries and teach our prospective preachers, okay, the young people that went to seminary to learn the Word of God and not the errors and lies that they learned when they went there, but to teach them 2 principles, erroneous principles, and say it's from the Holy Bible, that would make 80% of the Christians in America withdraw. Withdraw from standing up, as God said, against the evildoers and rising up against the workers of iniquity, as God told us to, and just tell them to withdraw, because you can't rise up against evil government, because all government's of God. And also, you're leaving here next week, so don't worry about a thing. You're not going to go through the tribulation, so just keep your hat down, keep your head down, and don't worry about standing up against Satan and his minions taking over and throwing God out of America or the world. Isn't that brilliant, folks? Wasn't Satan brilliant? I don't like to praise Satan, and I'm not. I'm just saying that this was brilliant. To take over our seminaries and Bible schools and put the evil, evil Scofield Reference Bible in here that had all these evils in it, all these lies in it, and throw out the Holy Bible of God and start using the Scofield Reference Bible to teach the ministers the lies, that would cause 80% of the Christians in America to withdraw from standing up as God told us to do in Psalms 94:16 and throughout the Bible, was brilliant. Well, I'm going to go to a couple callers on the line, folks. Go to a couple callers, and then we'll get into Ron Paul 2008, this very important flyer here. If you were to hand this flyer out to your friends and relatives, folks, and ignore what your pastor says, like this pastor, Reverend Dr. Charles Nestor, and that is what he says here is, if votes based solely on a candidate's political theology can be wasted, he said, especially if that candidate is unelectable. So he says, don't vote for anybody that's unelectable. What happened to prayer, Pastor? What happened to God's will be done on earth as in heaven? I pray every day for Congressman Ron Paul, and I end my prayer by saying, God's will be done, Lord. If you want Ron Paul in as president, he will be our president. Hallelujah. Praise God. If it's your will, let it be done on earth, God. If you want Ron Paul, if you want us to have a candidate that will turn our nation back from the pit of destruction and from going into this Antichrist system, like Congressman Ron Paul, if you want him in office, he will be there, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prayer is answered by our Lord, folks. And yet Reverend Charles, Dr. Charles Nestor, doesn't seem to understand that. And many of our preachers don't understand that, folks. Rigged election machines. Folks, God can handle all of that. Now, we should stand up and work to throw out those electronic election machines out of our counties. We should stand up and fight to have them thrown out and go back to paper ballots, yes. But if it does not work, prayer works. And if you have a county that they have these rigged, and they do, all these electronic voting machines are rigged, to where they can easily be manipulated from afar, prayer works. If you can't get them thrown out and get back to paper ballots, but you're supposed to fight for that, we're supposed to stand up and fight for that. But if you lose, then pray that God just fouls up their system and doesn't allow them to work their evil on those electronic voting machines, that they fail to be able to manipulate the vote. The vote will come out proper, and our candidate will win. But it takes prayer, folks. And our ministers are not telling us that. They're just saying, look to the ones that wave a Bible and tell you they're Christian and vote for them. Don't do any research into their background to see if they're accepting or supporting the Antichrist world government system. Don't do that. Just if they say they're Christians, vote for them. That is, if they're electable. But any that aren't electable, don't vote for them, and certainly don't pray for them. See how so far out we are, folks, even in the church today? The church has really destroyed this nation by getting Christians to withdraw from doing what God told us to do in the Holy Bible. Sad, folks, sad, very sad. Some of my family's just like that. And it worries me to death that God says lukewarm Christians will be spewed out of his mouth. And they will not enter into the heavens. They will not enter into the great heavenly program that he has set up for his people. If you're lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth. And that means not doing what he told you to do, folks. Let's go to Brother George in Florida right now. Brother George, welcome to the program.
Jack, I'm calling on all the believers today, tomorrow, and Super Tuesday that we all fast and pray for this election. We fast and pray for our nation to return to biblical principles.
Amen, brother.
We fast and pray for the protection of Ron Paul, his health, his family, the safety of his family and close friends. We pray for... We're praying for this election. We're praying that because these people think they're untouchable, but we're going to send a message through our prayers that God says you're not untouchable, that I could do anything.
Roger that, brother.
And the thing is, we got to pray for the New Hampshire recount. We got to pray the main caucus, that only 68% of the precincts are reporting in. I wonder what's going on.
Yes.
And the thing is, I got to say, we got to take this mountain and cast it into the sea. And I'm calling for fasting and prayer for 3 days. Because I really think we got to expose John McCain. He is not the saint. He is not the hero. He is not the man he's presented to be.
He certainly is not. He's a traitor to this country, matter of fact, just like George W. Bush and the Bush family are. Yes.
Very good, George.
I tell you what, brother, no better idea than to fast and pray beginning today and over Super Tuesday, folks, that our candidate, and like I say, let the will of God be done. If his candidate is our candidate, Congressman Ron Paul, then he will win Super Tuesday, and they won't be able to stop it or cover it up. So, brother, I just think that's fantastic to pray, and also pray the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ over Ron Paul and his family and his staff, that they don't execute him like they've been talking about doing, and that it works out. And God can do that if we'll fast and pray. So, Brother George, thank you so much for bringing that up. I ask all of our Christian listeners out there to please fast and pray for the next couple days over Super Tuesday, that we will see the candidate that God wants to win on Super Tuesday. Okay, George?
All right. God bless, Jack.
God bless you, brother. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Fantastic. That's what we need to do. Get down 2 Chronicles 7:14, folks. Do 2 Chronicles 7:14. Fast and pray. Ask forgiveness for being a part of letting Lucifer take over, Satan take over, and throwing God out of this nation. And ask for us to win, the right candidate to win on Super Tuesday. Let it be God's selection, not man's selection, on Super Tuesday. Let's go right now to Brother Ron in Oklahoma. Brother Ron, welcome to the program.
Jack, they pulled this same nonsense on Ross Perot when he ran, saying that you shouldn't waste your vote.
Right.
All I have to say is, where would we be today if had everyone wasted their vote for Ross Perot?
Yes.
This is just so much nonsense. People give me that, and I tell them, you know, the powers that be are going to give you a choice of voting for horse manure or cow manure.
That's right.
Or you got a choice of voting for Ron Paul, a good man. Now, you never waste your effort, you never waste your vote by doing what's right, Jack.
Amen, brother, never.
You cannot waste that vote, voting for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Whenever I hand that literature out, Ron Paul literature, I also hand them a CD of your interview with Bob Chapman.
Oh, good, good.
Now, what we got here is people, of course, some people know anyway, George Bush is the most hated person on the entire planet. And the United States is running a close second on that. I talk to people from all over the world. Asians,
yes.
Koreans, Chinese, Vietnamese, people from the Middle East. Everybody says the same thing. What happened to our country? What happened to the United States? Everyone hates us.
Yes.
We're warmongers. We're evil. We go out and invade foreign countries. We kill innocent people. And this is all going back to George Bush. And the Americans are starting to understand, because now they're losing their jobs. The economy is going to Hades in a handbasket, and
yeah,
they're starting to wake up a little bit, and this economy is starting to shake people up. Here in Oklahoma, it's really hard to find someone who will admit having voted for George Bush. Oh, no, I changed. I'm a Democrat.
Yes.
Republican Congressman Tom Cole made a speech at the University of Oklahoma back in about October.
Yeah.
Where he said that he thought that Hillary stood a really good chance of winning because George Bush was so hated. Everyone hates George Bush so much that this had shifted things, and George Bush has destroyed the Republican Party, not only in Oklahoma, but I think in this country. I mean, all these people here, a few years ago, who thought George Herbert was the father, George Walker was the son, and Rush Limbaugh was the Holy Ghost.
That's right.
And George,
that's right.
And George Walker walked on water. Well, they're starting to see through some of this mess and understand what's going on, Jack.
Right.
So I think this is a really good time to beat people over the head with the economy, because they're going to start voting their pocketbook now. And traditionally...
That's right. It's too bad. It's too bad they don't do it for other reasons, but finally it's getting them in their pocketbook, and they're waking up.
Well,
so,
you know...
Yeah, they're going to start voting with their pocketbook, and that's Congressman Ron Paul is their choice.
People who hear Ron Paul's message like it.
Yes.
But then you get this nonsense about, well, he can't win. And I say, well, I tell people, well, he can win if you'll get behind him.
That's right.
We cannot go along with this nonsense, and that's the only chance we have. And if you vote for Hillary or Obama or McCain, you're getting Bush clones. You're going to keep this war going.
Yep.
And we're going to be in the same stinking mess.
They work for the same people the Bush crime family works for, brother, as you know.
That's what I tell people, Jack, and I beat them over the head with this. And they're starting to come around, especially, like I say, because of the economy. The Republicans traditionally, since back in the 50s, have had the tactic of picking an emotional issue.
Yeah.
And they beat people over the head with that emotional issue. Okay, whether it's gun control or abortion or blah, blah, blah. And they got all these people, they hijack all these people behind Bush, and they hijack the church. And these people don't stop and think that just because someone claims to be a good Christian, claims to be a good person,
right.
They may not be a decent politician or administrator or anything else. It doesn't mean a thing. I can claim to be a good Muslim, a good Hindi. So what?
Right. Very good, brother. Very good, Ron.
So when you're talking to people about Ron Paul, bring all this stuff out and tell them that what's going on. Look at Bush. Look what he's done to the country. He's destroyed. He's done so much damage to this country. All of it can never be repaired.
That's right.
A lot of these people like McCain are open borders.
Yep.
Where are we going to be? You know, here in Oklahoma, we have a great guy, State Representative Randy Terrell, Republican, who pushed through House Bill 1804 here in Oklahoma. Well, for years, the illegals have taken over the construction trades in Oklahoma, the carpentry, concrete, sheet metal, construction trades. American citizens are pushed out.
Brother, you got to be absolutely wrong, because remember, our wonderful government tells us they're just taking the jobs Americans won't do.
Well, Jack, I'll tell you what I'm seeing now. For years, I've seen the illegals working in restaurant kitchens and places like that.
Yes.
And around restaurants, construction sites, doing yard work, road crews, and everything else.
Oh, sure.
But now I'm seeing Americans, those Americans that wouldn't do those jobs, bussing tables in restaurants.
That's right.
Washing dishes in restaurants.
That's right. So, yes.
Mowing lawns, working on road crews, doing construction work.
That's right, Ron.
Because of Randy Terrell's 1804. And apparently, a lot, not all, of our illegals have made a run for the border.
Yes.
And as more provisions of 1804 kick in, hopefully more will go. But even now, the Methodist Council has come out against Randy Terrell's law against 1804. The Catholic Church has came out against it. And now the Chambers of Commerce in Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and the State Chamber and Hotel and Restaurant Association have filed suit against it, challenging it.
Uh-huh.
So these people, hopefully it will withstand all of these challenges, that it's bulletproof, like Randy Terrell says. But don't ever believe for one minute that these guys are taking jobs that Americans won't do.
That's right, brother. Absolutely right. Listen, Ron, I got to run.
Okay, Jack, thanks.
Thank you, brother. Lord bless you. Call back again, too. Very good words. Wisdom. Very good wisdom there. Oh, okay. Let's go to John in Tennessee. Brother John in Tennessee, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jack. It's been a while.
Buddy. Good to hear from you.
Two things. First of all, I'm one that believes in the rapture of the church, whether it's pre, post, or mid. I know that whenever, God's grace is sufficient. So I'm not worried about that. It hasn't caused me to have a escapist mentality. I'm still going to be doing what His Word tells me to do.
Brother.
So
we don't want to cause
division over that. Now, the reason that I called, Jack, is something interesting that your audience may or may not be aware of. I found out yesterday through a friend who has a column at Renew America that it's highly possible that John McCain is not qualified to run for president of the United States. He is not a natural-born citizen, Jack.
What'd you say?
Pardon me?
I said I believe that because he's an absolute traitor.
Well, he's not a natural-born citizen. He was born in the Panama Canal Zone, son of a naval officer.
Well, I'll be
which
darned.
Makes,
I didn't know
which
that.
Makes him not a natural-born citizen. So
interesting, very interesting.
Since John McCain was a lieutenant in the Navy and took the same oath that you and I did when we were in the military.
That's right.
He's sworn to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. If he is a man of honor, which I highly doubt, he will have no other option than to remove himself from the candidacy.
Yeah, fat chance of that, brother. Hey, listen, brother, thank
you
for calling in. I got to go to a break, okay?
All right.
God bless you, brother. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we'll be right back, and we'll wrap up the program when we return. We'll be talking about this very important Ron Paul flyer. Stay tuned.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Have a couple minutes left here, and I want to talk about Cartivite, one of RBN's sponsored commercials, Cartivite. Now, as a Christian, I have to tell you I've never tried Cartivite, but it sounds very interesting. I'd like to try Cartivite, but let me go over this commercial with you here, because I've been told I need to share it with you, and if it's on RBN, it's probably a great product. Okay, here's what it says. Cartivite. You might have heard one of RBN's sponsors' commercials on Cartivite. This product is no joke. If you're having health problems, getting tired, worn down, then you need Cardivite. Cardivite supports cardiovascular, blood pressure, cholesterol controls, and delivers nutrients to your cells. Plus, it's all natural. I like that, folks. I like that. I don't take anything that isn't all natural today. Visit our sponsor today at www.heartdrop, one word, heartdrop.com. Or call this number. If you don't have a computer and you're listening some other way, if you do have a computer, it's www.heartdrop.com or call 877-928-8822. 877, area code, 928-8822. Okay. Oh, gee whiz, wow. Okay, a caller wants me to give out our address and phone number here to at our two police and military associations. Okay, the best way to get it, folks, is to go to www.jackmclam.com. One word, Jack McLam. And you spell McLam, not clam, but lamb, just like the Lamb of God. Okay, it's M-C, capital L-A-M-B, .com, jackmclam.com. But here's our phone number, folks. 9 to 5, 5 days a week here at our two police and military associations is 208 area code 935-7852. That's 208 area code 935-7852. Real quick, just about out of time. We are out of time. This Ron Paul 2008 brochure, folks, you need to get it out to everybody. You can make copies of it if you get one. It says here, paid for by Ron Paul 2008. For more information, shoot, it doesn't tell us where to go to get this flyer, but it's fantastic. It shows the votes of everybody who has been running for president, okay? And it has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 areas where Ron Paul has a yes vote, 100% pro-life, 100% pro-family, voted against unconstitutional wars, most donations from the troops, Ron Paul, 100% balanced budget voting, never voted for a tax increase, strongly against illegal immigration, 100% right to keep and bear arms, promotes U.S. sovereignty over the U.N., for honest asset-backed currency in the U.S., 100% for limited government, okay? And Ron Paul is yes vote on all of those. And all the other candidates are pretty much no votes. All of them are no votes except for the old huckster that's a part of the New World Order, Mike Huckabee, who's 100% pro-life, he says, and 100% right to keep and bear arms. But all the other candidates, folks, Mitt Romney, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, are no, all over everything, okay? Wait a minute. Barack Obama has a yes vote and voted against unconstitutional wars. But everything else, folks, these guys are Antichrist world government candidates, except for Ron Paul. Sorry to tell you, Mike Huckabee is an Antichrist world government man himself. As Ernie said, and I hope he'll mail me that information or email it to me, that he went before the CFR to...